Welcome to another Instant Insight here at 92.9 The Game. My name is Jason Longshore, color commentator for the Atlanta United Radio Network here on the station. Let's get into some of the other news on MLS Cup week, and we'll have tons of stuff to cover as we get ready for MLS Cup on Saturday. But last night in Miami, Atlanta United got some news that now they know what the plan is to start 2019. CONCACAF Champions League, which we've talked about all year long and how important it is. Atlanta United now knows who they will face in the round of 16 at the CONCACAF Champions League. And it is Herediano from Costa Rica. It is not an easy opponent. I would even go so far as to say the second most difficult opponent you could get out of pot two, who Atlanta United would be drawn against. And you could even argue that maybe they are the most difficult because of their current form. Let's talk a little bit about the way things will work in the CONCACAF Champions League next year. Round of 16, Atlanta United will face Herediano. First match in Costa Rica, and it will be sometime between February 19th and 21st. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't know what day yet. We'll know very soon, I would imagine. Second leg will be in Atlanta. So this is going to play out in a similar fashion to the New York City playoff series, where you want to go on the road, you want to protect, you don't want to give up a big number, you want to take your chances if you get them, but more than anything, you'd love to keep a clean sheet and then come back home and take care of business at home. Herediano is a team that finished fourth in the Costa Rican League. They do the split season Clausura Apertura setup that is very common in Mexico and Central America. This is a club that qualified for the CONCACAF Champions League through the CONCACAF League, which was essentially like a large play-in tournament that took place this fall. They ended up winning the tournament, earning their spot. They're the second Costa Rican team into the tournament alongside Saprissa. And in the league play this year in the Primera División in Costa Rica, Herediano knocked Saprissa out in the semifinals of the playoffs. The league has 12 teams in the first division. The top four go to a playoff. It's a semifinal and a final. Herediano defeated Saprissa at home, then lost 1-0 to Saprissa on the road, won on penalties, and they're in the middle of the championship series right now. They hosted the first leg. They defeated Alajuelense 2-1, and the second leg will be at Alajuelense Stadium on Sunday. So there is a chance that you could see a match here if Atlanta United takes care of business on Saturday and Herediano takes care of business on Sunday, that you could see the MLS champs and the Costa Rican champs face off in the round of 16 in the CONCACAF Champions League. Probably the biggest matchup in this round, to be honest. When you look at what Atlanta United will be facing on the road in the first leg, they will be traveling to Heredia, Costa Rica. It's just outside of San Jose. And they will be playing in the Estadio Eladio Rosabal Cordero. It is a stadium that seats between 75 and 8,500, depending on how much standing room only you can cram in. It is a small stadium. It will feel like fans are on the pitch with the players. It will be very compact. It is a stadium that features artificial turf. That will be a good thing for Atlanta United. It's something they're used to. And also, you avoid some of the poor field conditions that sometimes you see in Central America, and it has an effect on the matches, and it's very difficult for MLS teams to get accustomed to that. Atlanta United won't have that problem as they travel to Costa Rica for the first leg. Let's talk a little bit about the players for Herediano. Leading scorer this season was Jose Guillermo Ortiz. He's 26 years old. Spent 2017, part of the year anyway, on loan at DC United. So he's a player that knows Atlanta United. He has 2 goals in 6 caps with Costa Rica. Second leading scorer is Yendrick Ruiz, 31-year-old forward. He spent most of his career with Herediano. He is Brian Ruiz's brother. Brian Ruiz is the Costa Rican legend, probably the greatest player of recent years for Costa Rica and their national team. Jendrik is his brother, who didn't have the success abroad and has spent most of his career domestically, and most of it with Herediano. Kaner Brown is another player that knows Major League Soccer. 26 years old, center back. He's played the most minutes for the club in the Apertura. He spent time in 2016 on loan with the Houston Dynamo. Jose Leton is a player that is on the books at Herediano. He's been on loan to Minnesota United recently. He's a left-sided player. He's got a little bit of national team experience with Costa Rica. Can play on the left wing, can play as a left back. Leo Gonzalez is probably the biggest name that MLS fans might remember. He started his career with Herediano, then came to Seattle in 2009, was with the Sounders for 6 years through 2015 before returning to Herediano. He's 38 years old. He played as a reserve this past season in the Apertura. Who knows if he'll be able to come out and contribute one more time around, but knowing what is at stake in CONCACAF, knowing the goals that Hernan Medford, the manager, has in mind, could convince Gonzalez to come back in a reserve role, and that experience will be very important. Goalkeeper for this club, Leonel Moreira. He is the backup goalkeeper to Keylor Navas with the Costa Rican national team. He was part of the Costa Rican squad in Russia this past summer. He developed at Herediano. He has only played for the club nearly 300 appearances in his career. He's the backbone of this team. And to have a guy like Moreira, to have a guy like Gonzalez, to have those key figures that know what it means to be part of the red and yellow, that's big in these types of situations. That's something Atlanta United is trying to build. That's something that Herediano has, and they will make life very difficult for Atlanta United in this draw. Hernan Medford is the manager. He will be taking over for the upcoming season. He is a manager who has had a good bit of success. He's a guy, first, he's a Costa Rican national team legend. Absolute legend. Maybe, and depends on who you're talking to, maybe their greatest ever player with the national team. He's had success as a manager. He was part of the group with Saprissa in 2005 that won the CONCACAF Champions League. This was his first managerial job. He was there from 2003 to 2006. Won the CONCACAF Champions League and went on to finish third at the FIFA Club World Cup. An unbelievable finish for a Costa Rican club. He has already said, after the draw happened yesterday in Miami and Medford was there, he said that is the goal. He said, I was part of 2005 with Saprissa when we were champion and got third place in the world, which is something historic for a CONCACAF team. I want to repeat that feat with Herediano. We start with a difficult team in Atlanta who has done things really well and is still evolving. The atmosphere there is really good. And he went on to talk about how Tata Martino is leaving. They won't have the same manager, but he said, I've always said between the manager and the football player makes up 80%. So I think Atlanta is going to have almost their same team, and we're expecting a really complicated side. Herediano in recent years has had some problems in CONCACAF, and mainly because they've been drawn against Tigres from Mexico so many times. The last 3 years, they've had to face Tigres, either in a group play setup when the tournament had that, or last year in the round of 16. Tigres is one of the top teams on the continent, and they have knocked Herediano out. Previous to that, Herediano made the semifinals of this tournament. This is maybe not the first club you think of when you think of the game in Costa Rica, but it's one of only two clubs in Costa Rica that has never been relegated. This is a very important team when it comes to Costa Rica, and this is going to be a tough draw. So, again, first leg will be in Costa Rica between February 19th and 21st. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Thursday. Second leg will be a week later for Atlanta United. This will be before the MLS season kicks off. Moving forward, Atlanta United, Herediano winner, will face the winner of Alianza from El Salvador and Monterrey from Mexico. You would expect that Monterrey is the heavy favorite in that series. So you could see a situation where if Atlanta United is going to get to the semifinals of the CONCACAF Champions League, they're going to have to go through what could be the Costa Rican champions and Monterrey, who is one of the heavyweights in CONCACAF. A team that will spend money, a team that will take CONCACAF very seriously, and a team that Atlanta United, these are the types of matches the Five Stripes want. These are the types of games that have that extra something. Atlanta United, Monterrey in a CONCACAF quarterfinal would be amazing, but it's not a foregone conclusion that Atlanta gets there. Herediano will give them everything that they possibly can in this series. Now, we've already had some questions. You know, we know Atlanta United will have some different faces. What about Herediano? That's the part we don't know. We won't know until the transfer window opens up. The Costa Rican League in recent years has seen quite a few players move on to Major League Soccer. And I would imagine that we would see the same thing happen again this offseason. There have already been a few players linked at different points to coming to MLS. So we'll kind of have to wait and see who that could be. Alan Cruz, midfielder, 22 years old, who's broken into the national team, is one who has been linked with Major League Soccer already. Could he go ahead and make that jump and not be available? He's third in minutes played for the team this season in the Apertura. That'd be a big loss. But the flip side is, could he be convinced to stay because of this challenge, because of this opportunity to play a new club in the tournament, but a club that is known in CONCACAF, and a club that, look, if you're a Herediano player, you know that the eyeballs are going to be on this match. You know that people will be watching. And that's not just people in Major League Soccer. That's people around the world. So this is a shop window. This is a very important one. And you will see players give everything they have to prove that they are at this level. That's what Atlanta United has become in Major League Soccer. And that's what it will be in this series as well. It will be a measuring stick. It's going to be a fascinating series. It is more difficult than I think than any other MLS team drew in CONCACAF Champions League. But honestly, I think that's the way Atlanta United likes it. I think they enjoy these challenges, and this will absolutely be a challenge. More on Herediano as we go, as we prepare. We'll keep you posted on how they do on Sunday in the second leg of the Costa Rican final. And we will talk about changes to their roster as we get closer. Atlanta United will open the 2019 season from a competitive sense anyway. We know there'll be some preseason matches. First competitive match in 2019 will be in Costa Rica, in Heredia, Costa Rica, at the Estadio Eladio Rosabal Cordero, in front of maybe 8,500 plus fans in the red and yellow cheering on Herediano. It's going to be a wild open to CONCACAF Champions League for Atlanta United. Thanks to everybody who listens. Thanks to everybody who has interacted with us. Stoppage Time Live is tonight at Fido Irish Pub in Buckhead. If you can't make it down, you can watch on Facebook.com/929TheGame. You can listen on your radio on 92.9 FM. This is going to be a busy week for all of us as we prepare lots of game day coverage on Saturday. Our official Five Stripes countdown will start at 6 o'clock, 2 hours before kickoff, and we'll have an extended post-match show. The full-time report will be at least 2 hours after MLS Cup on Saturday, Atlanta United, Portland Timbers. Thanks, everybody, for listening.